This week's deadly attack at a mall in Nairobi, Kenya, is raising concerns about safety at our shopping centers. Yesterday, a Long Island mall was temporarily on lockdown while police searched for the suspect of a nearby fatal shooting. Here to talk about mall security is Michael Rosen, whose security consulting firm helped provide counterterrorism plans for the nation's largest mall, the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. He also served as a specialized security agent for the Israeli government. Welcome to WNYC, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy, for having me.
The attack in Nairobi involved some 10 to 15 armed men who stormed into the mall, the Westgate Mall, and started shooting, even though that mall is supposed to have X-ray screening. Tell me about the possibility of something like that happening here.
You know, this is definitely a planned and coordinated attack. While the possibility for that definitely exists, and we have to be aware of that possibility, in my opinion, it's a little bit harder to execute such plots in the United States, simply because it takes that next level of ability to organize and prepare for that, which is not as easy to do in the United States, which is a good thing.
Do you believe our nation's malls are relatively safe, or do we have a false sense of security about them?
I think often mall programs evolve around response, meaning our malls become more and more efficient in the response to emergencies. But I think still too little work has been done on the prevention side. We wait for the problem to occur, and then we respond to that. We respond to that in an efficient and good way. But in my opinion, again, not enough work has been done to prevent those things that happen in the first place.
What are the inherent difficulties in securing such large, sprawling places?
Like any open for public environment, the word open is the very difficulty. It's designed to be open. It's easy access. Anyone can be there. And shopping centers, you know, they bring masses of people. Some centers bring some like 30,000 people a day and more. And that definitely poses a challenge, security challenge, for any shopping center.
Do you think the Nairobi attack will trigger changes in mall security here? Has your client, the Mall of America, contacted you to say, let's tweak our plans?
You know, I think what it's important to understand from the security perspective that attack in Nairobi, Kenya, likely you already know that it didn't just happen. They have planned, prepared, trained, and executed the attack. And the ability for our malls and other infrastructure in the United States to identify those pre-incident stages and have a tangible plans in place to act upon it is crucial. I want to tell you the clients that I do work for and work with, they already have the plans in place. They do it all the time. Every single day they have dedicated resources who is looking for those pre-incident indicators and approaching it proactively every single day.
Michael Rosen is president of Rosen Security Consulting. His firm helped provide counterterrorism plans for the nation's largest mall, the Mall of America. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is WNYC.